G'day guys, and welcome to the Coach Mark Carroll podcast. Today's episode is on a topic that has just arisen on social media with my brother Glenn. Coach Carroll, you might know on social media. So Glenn obviously is an elite personal trainer, elite coach, educator. He's also a qualified nutritionist, evidence-based nutritionist, I might add, actual, you know, science-based, up-to-date with all that stuff. And Glenn did a post today on social media, whenever you guys listen to this, and it's kind of somewhat garnered a lot of negative attention in the comments from certain people. So I just wanted to talk about that today and how people are absolute morons, but talking about the nuance of nutrition and also so-called good and bad foods. I don't know the podcast name yet or whatever I'll say, but these are just my thoughts, right? Because I just posted on my story. So, and kind of said some stuff about it. So I want to talk about what my brother said in his post, Glenn. And this is what's kind of created the controversy. And it said, basically, if you want to build muscle, a common dilemma which may hurt your goal is overconsumption of healthy foods. So here's Glenn, a nutritionist, saying to build muscle, a common dilemma is actually overconsumption of healthy foods. But then continued, he says, now I'm not saying you should neglect your nutritional essentials like sufficient micronutrients and fiber. So he's literally saying, don't stop eating high quality foods. But continued, if you're constantly struggling to hit a calorie surplus, you could be stunning your muscle gain potential. Alternatively, if you hit a surplus by eating more of your normal foods, you may cause yourself unnecessary digestive distress due to excessive fiber and high satiety options. So here, I'm going to repeat that part, and this is really important, okay, because this matters. If you hit a surplus by eating more of your normal foods, you may cause yourself unnecessary digestive distress due to excessive fiber. Okay, so what's he saying there? So if you're a person who eats super, super clean, or let's say you're a person who has a kind of a chronic history of very low calorie dieting, and what happens when you diet, right? You want to adhere to a calorie deficit. And what can help you adhere to a calorie deficit? Obviously, eating foods that are really low calorie but high volume. And a lot of those low calorie food, high volume foods obviously are fantastic. Things like obviously vegetables, high in fibers and high quality micronutrients and your good protein sources. All these foods are great, right? But there are also foods that obviously when you're eating in a dieting phase, aiming to eat more of to help you feel satiated because they're going to be more satiating protein, high protein foods, and also foods high in fiber. So that's a good thing, right? Likewise, fiber is great for your overall health and basically your gut health. So fiber is a great thing. So why is then Glenn saying a problem for your muscle building journey at times could be overconsumption of these high quality, so-called good healthy foods? And the issue is, and this is where the nuance, and this is where in the comment section, people who have very, very little knowledge, next to no knowledge of nutrition, who, you know, are kind of in the current stage of all this kind of carbs are bad, junk food is bad, anything that's not one ingredient foods are bad. This basically kind of gone backwards 20 years kind of content on nutrition at the moment. The issue is that there's nuance to it. And I want you to think like this. If you're in a building phase, a calorie surplus, not a calorie deficit, a calorie surplus, what are you doing? You're purposely overfeeding yourself to gain muscle. You're purposely overfeeding yourself to put you in a positive energy balance. So we often talk about metabolic adaptation. So metabolic adaptation is where your body reacts to the underfeeding or overfeeding. And we often talk about metabolic adaptation in a calorie deficit. And so in a calorie deficit, when you lose weight, your body says, hey, I don't necessarily like this. So what it does is it purposely, as a defense mechanism, makes you move less, which is why when you're dieting, often it gets harder and harder, and you have to get your calories lower and lower. Why do your calories get lower and lower? Because your body fidgets less, so you expend less calories. So this is your body's way of basically having a defense mechanism to weight loss. It's a good thing if you're in famine, but probably not a good thing in a fat loss phase when you're trying to get lean for whatever. But the thing is, metabolic adaptation works at both ends of the spectrum. It can also work in a building phase for people, which is why a lot of people, if you talk to bodybuilders, physique competitors, or just any everyday lifter who's done a serious long-term build, what happens? You have no appetite. You're just force feeding. Often we tend to think, oh man, I'm in a calorie deficit. This is horrible. This is so hard being hungry. But you know what's also hard? Being in a build phase and needing to eat thousands of calories and you have no appetite. You're force feeding. And this is what you need to do to get sufficient amount of calories in for your building phase, right? And what people don't recognize in the comments and what Glenn was saying is that basically, to grow muscle optimally, to really change your physique, you need two things. A building, obviously a calorie surplus, ideally, to some degree. The more advanced you are, the more likely you'll need a calorie surplus, and also time in that surplus. And the longer and longer you're in that surplus, the harder it gets because you lose your appetite. So Glenn's basically saying, when people just strive to eat so clean, clean, I'm using my fingers to kind of say clean, as they do in a calorie deficit, then it kind of makes the surplus even harder. Because if you're using the foods in a deficit that you in a deficit, you're using those really high fiber, really low fatty meats and stuff like that to basically keep your calories as low as possible and feel as full as possible in low calories. But then on the flip side, you're using those exact same foods for 100% of your calories or your nutrition in a building phase. It gets almost excruciatingly hard to adhere to a calorie surplus. So basically, trying to, let's say, diet on 1400 calories on those same foods. But then if you go, all right, I need to have 3500 calories, and you're just eating the exact same amount of food as you were on 1400 calories, that 3500 calories is just going to feel so horribly hard to consume enough of. It's just going to be so hard. So what Glenn is saying, and the standard moronic people on social media don't quite grasp, is that just a pure overconsumption of thinking I can only have these perfect foods in a build often then makes people struggle to actually adhere to their calorie surplus. Just like a deficit for fat loss, we need to adhere to it. But in a building phase, we need to adhere to it as well to grow our muscle. We need time in a surplus and we need to adhere to the higher calories. And the big issue is people often in those surpluses get into a point where they can't get near their surplus calories because they can't eat enough. So what Glenn is saying is that certain foods, which are, very high in fiber, can make it hitting your macro or calorie goals harder and harder the higher your calories go. Same with having super high protein because protein is heavily satiating. What does that mean? It's saying that yes, your bulk of your nutrition should be high quality foods. Yes, you should have high quality protein. Yes, you should be having high quality carbs and fats. Yes, you should be having fiber. But the game changes when you're eating much higher calories. So remember, we want an amount of fiber, right? Normally around, say, 12 to 14 grams per 1,000 calories you consume, or fiber is a good place to be. But when your calories get higher and higher and higher, that very high amount of fiber comes at often a cost. So if you're having, say, 1,500 calories and you're having 20 grams of fiber or something, then if you're having 3,500 and you're having 50 grams of fiber, for a lot of people, then that can become a negative on the digestive system. They're super bloated. They're having too much. So remember, the dosage matters. All right. So the saying of the dosage makes the poison. Just like bad foods, people go, oh my God, an energy drink or a Coke Zero is so bad. But the dosage makes the poison. One Diet Coke has been shown to have absolutely no bad ill effects on your health compared to what people make out off, you know, a random one Diet Coke. To actually get the negatives from the studies people talk about, I think you'd need maybe upwards of like 50, 60 Diet Cokes in a serving. Like, that's the equivalent of how much you'd need to get the negatives, okay? But thing is, just like fiber is amazing when we diet, we want fiber. It's great for your gut health. Too much of a good thing is not a positive either. Water is essential to life. You give someone too much water, they can die. When I was at the park with my dog Buddy, he's a tendency to just to drink and drink and drink. He just obsessed with drinking at the park. I mean, he just runs there and starts drinking. Guess what? Golden retrievers, the first thing the vet said to us is golden retrievers have a tendency to bloat really badly and can even die at times from drinking too much water because they get this, for some reason, I don't know why, get this thing where they just drink and drink and drink and drink. So water is the key to life, but water can also kill you if too much. But this is the thing that really the nutrition section of social media is just getting so awful. And it's just, I don't understand, because it should be getting better, but it's like it's done this swing. It was bad. And then the last 10 years, it's got really good. Everyone's like, oh, calories matter. Macros matter. Good foods matter. Yes, but calories matter as well. All these things matter. Now it's like this swing of people who have next to no knowledge speaking in these absolute terms, speaking with big words they don't actually quite understand, and or using correlation of studies but not the actual causation of what the study says. And they're speaking in absolute, saying these foods are bad. And so the comments, I want to read you some of the comments on my brother's post, okay? So where is it? Where is it? All right, here we go. So Glenn said that cereals can be a good food too for people training a lot around their workouts. Athletes, you know, athletes often consume 600-700 calories, grams of carbohydrates. Very lean people in building phases consume hundreds of calories, like carbs. Some of my bikini clients in their off season have had 350, 400 grams of carbs. 350, 400 grams of carbs at 60 odd kilos body weight. Do you know how hard that is to eat in just sweet potato and bananas and stuff like that? It's next to impossible. So this person said that not seeing how cereal fits into this at all. There's plenty of natural foods that don't need chemicals to trick anything to achieve a natural result that happens when we eat correctly. Like, just because something came out of the ground doesn't necessarily mean it's 1,000 times more superior than something that was slightly processed. Many things are processed. And just because something's processed doesn't mean it's bad. Just like if you get sick and you go to hospital, you get medicine. And the medicine aims to keep you alive. It's not necessarily natural, is it? But it's medicine, and you're not going to go, oh, it's not natural. Well, most people luckily won't. You'll take it at the risk of, because you want to live, right? It's going to help you live longer. Obviously, that's an extreme scenario, right? But the point is that people have this crazy kind of warped perception of just natural. You know what's also natural? Not being on social media, not having a phone, not driving a car everywhere, not the internet. But you still happily use all those things, which often you could say take an even bigger load on your health from a stress standpoint versus eating some cereal for a person who's training and moving a whole lot. Now, next one. This is my one up, right? So this person, this is a joke, right? Posted for clicks and comments. I pray so, because this advice is absolute shit. So I went on this person's page, and the first thing I see all over their page is detox and toxins and how to get rid of toxins and detoxing and all this stuff. Just chatting absolute unscience-based shit, you know, just moronic stuff. So this is a person who has no real knowledge, just chatting absolute shit, then saying Glenn is chatting shit. And I guarantee you this person has never in a million years trained a high-level physique competitor, has never in a million years trained anyone in an off-season build phase or even done high-level programming or anything, or because these people don't have any actual expertise in actually training people, other than the whole thing is to post some bit of content online they read from some functional doctor, and it's just chatting shit. Now, another one. Here's another comment. This is dangerous to push an incorrect and unhealthy narrative just to receive a check or sponsorship money. Sponsorship money from unhealthy foods, apparently. Fuck's sake. There are unfortunately people who have earned your trust and take this as a fact, and their health, or rather detriment, will be connected to this poor advice you chose and likely being paid for by them. Paid for by who, you fucking moron? Like, what the hell are you talking about? A personal trainer in Australia with 50,000 followers saying, if you're struggling to get in a surplus, it's okay to eat some not super micro dense food. Who's paying for that? Like, why are people so stupid these days? Like, the logic. So then again, does this person know anything about nutrition? No, absolutely not. But they're so confident in their opinion, but they don't actually know why they're confident in their opinion. They don't actually understand the nuance of what even someone like my brother is talking about. All they go is, I'm offended. I don't really understand this. So here's my uneducated opinion, which is, social media 101. Now, here's another one. You should delete this video and save yourself from embarrassment. Ugh, fuck off. Honestly, the irony in that statement, my brother, right? Like, why are people so confident to tell people who are literally highly, highly, highly educated in the field that they're wrong when they have no knowledge? Absolutely no knowledge. They're not even in the field. It's like me going to an architect and saying, oh, you're building this wrong. The foundation's wrong. I would have no idea what I'm talking about. But therefore, I wouldn't. But again, with nutrition, people just think so black and white these days. The whole grasp of nutrition is from people these days is real foods good. You're going to live forever if you eat these. If you eat a donut or if you have a Diet Coke once, you are a monster. You're going to die. You've cut 20 years off your life. Like, the logic is so poorly educated. And then the people who support all these pages, I basically can say in really kind of trying to speak in not awful terms, is that most of them don't look like they're heavily educated around the topics. They're not people who are personal trainers. They're not people who are kind of science-based people. They look like they're people who are just kind of following the crowd. They're not resembling something in their content of, I'm an educated trainer. I'm an educated, up-to-date, science-based personal trainer or nutritionist. It's never those people. It's always people who aren't at all qualified to have these opinions, and they've got the loudest, nastiest opinions out there. So, in summary, guys, well, people suck, but no. But in summary, there's nuance, there's context to everything, and so often people just don't grasp things because they don't understand it, and they read it from a place where they have no understanding of what this person's saying. It's so over the head, but then they want to have such a strong opinions on it. If you're in a surplus, it gets really, really hard. If you're hitting your protein, your essential fats, if you're hitting your fiber target, and you go, you know what? I've consumed 3,000 calories now. I want to have 200 calories from some cereal or something. Oh my God, what a monster. 200 calories. So less than 10% of your calories come from something not absolutely perfect, but you've already had your protein target, you already had your fiber target. Therefore, you had all your micronutrients you would need. More and more and more and more and more is not better, guys. Again, for good, there's things. The dosage makes the poison. The dosage makes the number, the perfect recipe as well. Endless amounts is not always better. Like, you could have vitamin C supplement. That's good for you. Vitamin D supplement. That's good for you. If you go drink the whole bottle, that's not good for you either. That can be deadly. So again, too much of things can be bad. But likewise here, Glenn's saying just too much of certain things once you've already reached your macronutrient and micronutrient targets to some degree, having a little bit of something a bit more delicious or a bit easier to consume to get those calories in can make you actually then adhere to your surplus, which is your ultimate goal of building muscle. And again, I'll drill this in. Glenn, me, we're not posting to people who are not training. We're not posting to people who have necessarily hugely, metabolic diseases and stuff like that. We're trainers who train fit, healthy, health-seeking individuals who mean business. So you telling someone they can have some not perfectly nutritionally dense foods whilst they're training 5, 6 days a week, whilst they're doing 10 to 12,000 steps a day, whilst they're moving all the time, whilst they're sleeping. Do you think that's bad? If you do, you have no idea what you're talking about. So yeah, anyways, point is, people just don't get nutrition, and it's just getting worse and worse and worse. Okay. And the fact that people seem to think nutrition, certain foods are just magic. If you eat these foods, you're going to live forever. And if you eat these other foods, you're just going to die. And it's just not like that. The big thing to take away, guys, is remember a healthy diet is not about one meal. A healthy diet is a collection of meals over an extended period of time. Just like one good workout is not going to make or break your physique, or one bad workout is not going to make or break your physique. It's what you do in the big picture over the course of time. So there, guys, I hope that gives you a bit of information. And yeah, we want to be healthy. But here's the thing. Telling people to be absolutely terrified of every food in the world if it's not absolutely perfectly ingredients, or it's made with more than two ingredients, is stupid. And that's unhealthy because it impacts mental health. It impacts people's relationship with food. It's all fear mongering, which makes it even worse for people to then diet successfully. Okay. So, guys, in summary, thank you for listening. And yeah, people suck. Thanks, guys. Bye.